I have a lengthy report to give on the work we've all been doing, but out of fairness, I will let the public speak, and I would hope you will stay and listen to my comments and the work a number of us have been doing for the last 10 days in this difficult situation. We are working night and day to work with this community, but I won't go into my report until I hear your comments. So we will move forward with the cards I have here regarding this item of the deep concern, the justice here. So I'll start with the brother. Tony, please come forward. And we're going to do about 3 minutes for each card, please.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having us tonight. I'm here on behalf of my sister, Yanira Serrano, the young woman who got shot and killed 2 weeks ago. I'm here demanding justice, and with the help of you guys. Basically, I'm asking for criminal investigation, a transparent criminal investigation. Into the failed incident that happened to my sister. Here I have a few people who are supporting this resolutions. Maybe they can stand up for me. It's really overwhelming what is happening to the family. I have a few people here that can talk about what happened and maybe come to a resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Our thoughts are with you. I believe it's Dialma Morales. Is that correct?
Yes, good evening, buenas tardes, buenas noches a todos. I'm part of an organization called Stop Mass Incarceration, Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Whole Generation. And I'm speaking here today in support of this community, in support of Janita's family, also demanding justice, transparency. The problem is, we've been going to communities like Santa Rosa, to Salinas, San Francisco, where this rash of killings at the hands of the police have been going on for a long time, and people are demanding justice, but once it comes to investigations, there isn't that transparency, and we've seen over and over again that justice has not been found. So, you know, I'm here to show there is support, to let the community here know this is not just a Half Moon Bay issue, but it is happening all over, and it has to stop. I want to quiero decir rápidamente, soy con el grupo Alto a la Encarcelación de Masa, los asesinatos policiales, la represión y la criminalización de una generación. Estamos aquí en apoyo a la familia y a la comunidad, pero quiero también que se den cuenta que esos problemas están pasando en muchas comunidades. Hemos ido a Santa Rosa, hemos ido a Salinas, en San Francisco, en Pacífica. Esto está ocurriendo una y otra vez con jóvenes afroamericanos, jóvenes latinos, y tenemos que tomar la posición que esto tiene que parar. Y vemos muchas veces que muchas de las investigaciones no son transparentes, no son justas, y los resultados no son lo que estamos exigiendo, ¿verdad? Así que aquí solamente quiero decir que estamos aquí de apoyo. Eso está pasando en todas partes, en California, en todos los Estados Unidos. ¿Okay? Así que estamos aquí buscando unidad con todos. Gracias.
Luz, please. L-U-Z, Luz.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Luz y estoy aquí para ayudar a apoyar a la familia de Yanira Serrano.
Hi, my name is Luz and I'm here to support the family of Yanira Serrano.
Porque queremos justicia.
We want justice.
Es mucho lo que la policía y el sistema policíaco hace en todo el país, matando gente como si fueran peor que animales. No somos animales, somos humanos también. El ser latinos o afroamericanos no nos hace menos que los blancos.
It's a lot of injustices that the police are doing around the country, killing people like animals, and we're not animals. And just because we're Latinos does not mean that we're less than white people. We count too, we matter.
Entonces quiero yo y con los que venimos de San Francisco a apoyar esto, la mass incarceration, ¿verdad? Los ¿cómo le dije? Encarcelamientos masivos, la brutalidad policíaca, la represión policíaca, la opresión hacia las mujeres y las comunidades minoritarias y las discriminaciones.
We want to stop the discrimination, the mass incarceration, the abuse that our women are suffering, and the abuse of our people. And we come here in solidarity from San Francisco.
Entonces, queremos justicia.
We want justice.
Estamos aquí reclamando justicia, que sea transparente la ley.
We want transparent justice, that the law will be transparent.
Porque lo que hacen con los policías, dicen, sí, lo vamos a enjuiciar, pero lo que hacen es cambiarlos a otro estado, otra ciudad, y con goce de sueldo. Y si los suspenden, también con goce de sueldo. Eso no es justo.
Because what they do with the police is they'll just transfer them and they're still getting their pay, or they'll send them somewhere else and they're still getting paid, and that's not right and that's not justice. And she wants a transparent investigation of this matter.
Se supone que este país hay igualdad, ¿verdad? Pero no lo hay, es mentira, es pura política sucia, porque el sistema de gobiernos y autoridades no es transparente, es sucio.
Supposedly this country is supposed to be a just country based on equality, but it's not equal. It's not equal, it's dirty, it's politics. And it's full of cover-ups.
Entonces, por favor, les pido que hagan justicia al policía que mató a esta niña.
Please give justice and investigate the police that killed this little girl.
Porque ya no vamos a llamar a la policía para que nos proteja, sino para que nos mate. ¿Quién nos va a proteger? Se supone que la policía, la autoridad, es para proteger a la ciudadanía.
Now we're not going to call the police anymore because we're scared that they're going to kill us, and we thought that the police were here to protect us. Now who do we call?
Thank you.
Hey, gracias.
Jonathan, please come forward.
I'm going to appeal for Belinda, who worked with his family.
Very good. Yes, please. And if I may ask you, then when it comes to my comments, would you need to translate a couple important
sure.
times?
Sure, I'd be happy
to. Please? Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. My name is Melinda Hernandez Arriaga, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I live here in Half Moon Bay. I work for the University of California, Berkeley. I'm a doctorate student at the University of San Francisco. I'm a lecturer at Santa Clara University. And I come here with a lot of activism behind my work here with the community at Half Moon Bay. I'm Spanish-speaking. And I came to the sole help of the family on my own. No community organization sent me, no department sent me, and I only say that because I stand here frustrated that in this whole entire situation, no one has come to the aid of this family in terms of an organization from the police department. And it's really sad that the family has suffered this serious, serious situation. I also have a family of law enforcement who I totally understand. They have jobs to do. But in this situation, we really need to have a transparent investigation. The family is calling on a town hall meeting with the sheriff's department. We would like to request that. We deserve that. The community of Moon Ridge deserves that. The people of Moon Ridge deserve that. And we would like that to happen as soon as possible. And as I sit there looking, at the department, and I see a substation outside of these people's homes, the children that I work with in this community, the families that I work with, there's a substation, but there's not a mental health crisis to come out on a call when someone has a psychiatric emergency that has schizophrenia and ends up losing their life. This is unbelievable that we have a police substation, but not Crisis County Mental Health on the coast. I know San Mateo County has it. I know they're very involved with mental health, but we need it here on the coast. And had we had it that night, it might have made a big difference, and this family wouldn't be sitting here right now with the loss of their loved one. The mother's in Mexico, or she would be in here right now. And I've sat there for 2 weeks, seeing her grief, crying. And I'm a mom, too, and I know you are our parents, too. And today it's Yanita. Tomorrow it might be one of your relatives. It might be one of our relatives here. My father-in-law has schizophrenia. He's passed now. But I know what it is to see a family go through that. Every day, my clients that I work with, I know that they require medication, treatment, psychiatric support, counseling. And we need to give this Latino community the justice that they deserve by calling on a town hall meeting, responding to them with the sheriff, and literally taking apart this case by case and examining it with the justice that it deserves and giving it time. And we ask you, Mayor and Board, City Council, that you really take this case seriously. I think this is one of the first time you see this many Latino families here in this city hall or in this building, and we're begging you today to please take action. Thank you.
I have a number more cards, and then I will respond to a number of your questions as soon as I conclude these cards. And the next one will be, I want to say, Alondra Rodriguez. And how many more do I have? And there'll be three or four more. And Duncan, did you want to conclude at the end of the four cards?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Alondra Rodriguez. I'm here, I'm not only here for myself, I'm here for other youth of Half Moon Bay. I want justice for Yanita, because I don't know if the day of tomorrow I'm gonna be able to be in my mother's arms again. And I feel like Half Moon Bay needs more safety, and especially now that I will be going to Half Moon Bay High, I feel like safe, I'm protected. That's all.
Thank you, William. All right. David Seaton, please.
I would like to kind of follow up on what she said and just encourage. I think anytime there's a crisis, the initial reaction is, out of concern, you tend to react to things. And I think you see it all the time that, in retrospect, the best thing to do is to get out in front of situations. And I think that, I think that a town hall, I think that it's an opportunity to take this. And you guys, there's only so much you can do. But I think that that would go a long way in terms of opening up a dialogue and opening up some relationships. I know that, as a youth growing up here, somebody like Dennis Lubal was a huge influence on my life. And I hope that, there's a Latino on the sheriff's force right now that is going to step up and take on that leadership role in being a friend first and a cop second. Because I think that at the end of the day, the effects from this aren't going to show up today or tomorrow or even 2 years from now. It's going to be 10 years from now. The young 8, 9, 10-year-old kids and what's going on with them, we need to embrace this as an opportunity and really, you know, look ahead and look down the road, and use this as an opportunity to unite our community and do whatever we can. And you know, I think it's so unfortunate, but you know, I would definitely, you know, encourage you guys to do whatever it is in your power to be a part of facilitating that dialogue. So thank you. Thank you.
I believe this. Yeah, Adriana Guzman.
Good evening. First, I'd like to express my deepest sympathy for the family of Yanita. The news came as a shock, I'm sure, to everyone within this community, but I hope that we can all understand the outrage that the Moon Ridge community feels at this time. I know that everyone here has a different part of the story that touches their heart in a different way. I implore that the council listens with open minds. This is an issue that everyone should pay attention to, not just the Hispanic community on the coastside. So I'd like to briefly touch on a few things. Half Moon Bay needs its own police department back. We need officers who have roots in this community and who care about their own people. I want to believe that this tragedy might not have occurred if someone like Dennis Lubal would have arrived on the scene, or former Half Moon Bay police officer Hernan Villalobos. We also need officers who can speak Spanish and communicate with the Hispanic community for the same reasons that I just mentioned. Many people may be aware of a similar situation recently occurred in Pacifica, my hometown. Mm-hmm. Errol Chang, a mentally ill man, was unjustly shot and killed by the Daly City SWAT team. What can be done to ensure that these occurrences never happen again? If law enforcement is not equipped to handle these types of situations for every member of our community, including the ones with mental illnesses and minorities, what procedures need to be put in place? What changes need to happen? I recently learned of an organization called Crisis Intervention Team International, CIT. They train police officers how to de-escalate situations involving the mentally ill in effective ways without using lethal force. We should learn further about these programs. And if Half Moon Bay is strapped for money for these types of opportunities, what about grants or just at least investigating? It pains me that a young girl dying is what it takes to dig deeper into these issues. But please do not let us not allow her death to be in vain. Please let her family have justice. Thank you.
Yeah. You can help me with this one. Is it Dondre?
Yeah,
Dondre. I'm not quite sure on the writing there. Bear with me, folks.
Yeah, my name is DeAndre. I'm also from the Stop Mass Incarceration Network. And we are, across the country, building a movement to stop this police terror and the mass incarceration and the demonization and criminalization of immigrant communities, and we see this as part of that. I mean, I was not fortunate enough to meet Yanira. Her life has been stolen. A wonderful life of a young girl who, from what I understand, all she wanted to do was be normal. Her family calls for help. And what do they get? Law enforcement that murders her right in front of her family. Come on, can't we do better than that? We have something that we've seen around the country. You talk about transparency. This system is very transparent in the way it treats blacks and Latinos in the shadows as if they aren't even human. And this is an extension of that. As far as changing things down the road, we want to change things now. And we have all the respect in the world of the 100 or so young people that got out in the streets and marched after the funeral of Yanira, and marched the day that she was killed. We need more of that. And we're pledging to stand with the people of Half Moon Bay and Salinas and Santa Rosa and Modesto and all the places around the country where people are being gunned down unarmed kids. And this transparency of what we're talking about is that police do this over and over and over, and they get away with murder. The fact that this cop is not right now in jail for gunning down a young girl that may have had a butter knife speaks volumes to this police terror that people are supporting. I'm so happy to see people here of all nationalities standing together. And come October, we want this community to be represented in a massive, massive action to stop police murder, the criminalization of immigrant communities, the mass incarceration, and we think the people here can make a big, big effect in doing that. One thing that we've learned is the role of the police is not to serve and protect the community. The role of the police is to serve and protect the system that rules over the community. And I hope the family of Yanira do not hear those cruel words that almost every family hears whose loved one has been killed by the police. Those words are justifiable homicide. Thank you.
So I'll let you make a brief comment, please. And then, Johnson, you will conclude.
I'm Hal Wagner, a citizen of Half Moon Bay. And when I came here, I came here to drop off some info about a different issue, but this is the only issue that I believe here I feel compelled to rise and speak to. Tremendous sympathy for Yanira's family. My wife was a poll worker who probably left Moon Ridge about 9 p.m. that night. And you know, I like to think that had an 18-year-old girl with a knife with a 6-inch long blade caused her to feel any danger whatsoever, as a black belt in karate in her 60s, she would have handled it successfully and not been grievously harmed and not felt at risk of her own life. So what perplexes me here is the concept that a peace officer, you know, responds in a situation like that, which, you know, should be dealt with if he has somebody coming at him with a knife, with a nightstick or something, other than feeling, as the Sheriff's Department spokeswoman said, within 20 seconds of his arrival, that his life was in danger and that he had to act to protect his own life. It makes no sense to me. The calls for transparency in the process of the investigation, I agree with. I believe that day in, day out, more facts should be put in front of the public, and that, you know, not. I had an interaction with this officer a week before. It was a perfectly fine interaction, no problems whatsoever. I have no idea what the actual situation was. What's been described doesn't make sense. And thinking about, you know, the idea that, you know, perhaps we have police who have, you know, had too much stress. Perhaps we have police who've had initial training in military combat situations where, you know, an enemy combatant is quite different than a citizen. And, you know, the idea of going from a kill or be killed situation to a I've agreed to risk my safety as a peace officer, as a law enforcement officer, to protect others, even from themselves. I'd like to see these issues and the training that our law enforcement receive, you know, brought out into open discussion and where it needs to be addressed, to be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. And then we'll have a final
Alice, a friend of the family, she can be the final speaker, so I'll let her be the final speaker.
Okay, you're welcome to come forward, and then this will conclude and tell my remarks after.
Thank you, council members. Thank you for leaving space for this really important issue. I wasn't going to speak, but I just am moved to have to speak to this because, you know, I've been able to accompany an amazing family. And it is too much for a mother and a father and a brother to bear to lose a family member. That's too much for all of us to bear. All of us are responsible in this. So I'm calling on you to use the maximum amount of your responsibility and all of us as a community to come together, because this is just unacceptable. So I want to say, you know, I've been amazed at the strength of Tony and him coming forward. He's an incredibly intelligent person and kind person. And what he keeps on saying is, we don't want this to happen again. So that is what we're left with now that we can't go back. And so some of the resolutions that the community has called on are the following. That June 3rd, the day of Yanita's death, be proclaimed in Half Moon Bay Yanita Serrano Garcia's Memorial Day, to remind us that we are all responsible and we need to provide greater support networks around this. And then that the Half Moon Bay City Council hereby calls upon the San Mateo County District Attorney, Steve Wagstaff, to immediately, thoroughly, and with all appropriate transparency, oversight, commence a criminal investigation into the June 3rd officer-involved fatal incident. And also that the City Council further resolves that at such time hereby calls for the establishment of a subcommittee, so this just doesn't go away, and to study the current lack of social services devoted to Moon Ridge community with specific intent of establishing needed services as soon as possible. And I also reinforce, you know, I brought in some interfaith ministers who spoke. One of them knew very well about how if you have a crisis intervention counselor coming to mental health emergency calls, they can de-escalate. What is the first thing that's going to happen if someone's in crisis and they see the sheriff come in? Without that kind of support, it's just going to escalate the situation. So on the coast, we need someone on call to be able to respond, especially because this was a known situation, and it should have been dealt with accordingly. So I reinforce that whole recommendation that we need that person on call here on the coast side to be able to help respond. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. To come forward, and if I may thank all of you and our deepest sympathy for this situation here. But
I'd like to extend sus gracias por estar aquí hoy noche.
So, number one, 2 days after this incident, the mayor of Pacifica called a special meeting for myself, Supervisor Horsley, and a number of behavioral health service specialists. So that was on June 10th. We met and discussed for 2 hours the services that are available to this community, not just the City of Half Moon Bay. This was an unincorporated situation, but we as City of Half Moon Bay and myself with the support of staff and my fellow council members have stepped up to be part of this group to begin the meetings. So that is our first meeting I had personally. And we did talk, what Adriana mentioned, we talked about the CIP training for future training, which I believe the sheriff, I talked to him yesterday at great length, and they're working on those things. Okay, yeah. Sorry. There's so many things I want to get out to you all. So I think the key is I did have a meeting with experts in the mental health area, with the health services, what's available, and how do we get them throughout the coastline.
So, 2 días después de la situación que pasó con Yanira, tuvieron una junta con oficiales de salud mental para hablar de esta situación y a ver qué pueden hacer para tener más servicios aquí, pero están mirando eso ahorita.
And then to follow up on that immediately on June 10th, we did have a conference call again with a number of experts in this field, with the interim city manager and myself, and I'll give you their names here.
Y luego junio 10 tuvieron una llamada de conferencia con más expertas que él dice que va a dar los nombres de quien estaba disponible para hablar de la situación.
So in that meeting with the behavioral health specialist was Dirk Alvarado, number one.
En la junta con los especialistas de salud mental estaba presente Dirk Alvarado.
and an interim city manager of Half Moon Bay.
El manager que está presente hoy de Half Moon Bay.
And Supervisor Horsley's representatives, he was traveling.
El supervisor Horsley, sus asistentes estaban allí porque él estaba viajando.
And our Lieutenant Coastside Muncy with representative Spanish speaking from the Sheriff's Office.
Y el oficial Muncy con una traductor que estaba allí del departamento de Sheriff.
And then Mid Peninsula Family Services.
Y el departamento de Mid Peninsula Servicios de Familias estaban allí también representados.
And Juan, who represents Moon Ridge.
Y el director Juan, que está encargado de Moon Ridge, estaba allí también.
And the coordinator of this whole group that we were in discussion for a couple hours on a conference call was the Peninsula Conflict Resolution Center, who are experts and independent party that work on conflict resolutions and how we bring things back together.
Y hay una organización que se llama Peninsula Conflict Resolution, que ellos son independientes, pero están tratando de coordinar cómo pueden ayudar a ellos para a resolver y hablar de toda esta situación.
And I think the conclusion we came to, we will have a meeting this Thursday night, the 19th of January, at Moon Ridge for the community.
Y en conclusión que llegaron es este jueves, junio 19, van a tener una junta en Moon Ridge para la comunidad.
And we worked very closely, a number of us worked really hard. There will be a representative from the district attorney's office there to help explain the process of an investigation.
Y van a tener un representante del oficial del district attorney para explicar el proceso de esta investigación, para que la gente pueda entender qué es un proceso en esta situación.
And then the following Thursday on June 26th at 6 p.m.
Y luego junio 26 a las 6
at the IDS Hall, which I coordinated with the community today at the IDS Hall, they have offered their hall for a community meeting for all to be invited there to further discuss the issues of what we can, next steps we can take.
So, apúntalo bien, junio 26, un jueves.
At 6 p.m.?
Yes.
A las 6 en el salón del IDES. Es apartado para tener una junta para toda la comunidad, para que puedan venir y estar presente para hacer preguntas y hablar.
And then to be announced soon in July, we will be having age bracket group meetings with the rest of the community, probably two more, to have younger children if we need grief counseling.
Y en julio van a tener más juntas con edades, grupos de edades, por ejemplo, comenzando con los chiquitos, si necesitan consejería para el trauma que han sufrido ellos, es uno.
And then we will have the teenage group also to bring them together to let them talk about this situation and try to work through with experts as yourself is to see if we can have a better understanding of this.
Y luego los jóvenes también van a estar ahí y van a traer gente para que puedan estar en diálogo y hablando con nosotros sobre esta situación.
So I think, as I mentioned earlier, it is outside of our jurisdiction, but we as a city have stepped up to fund all these functions to make sure that it is done properly and there's proper facilities available for the community.
So como es afuera de el área, como es pertenece al condado, en realidad no es algo que esta situación pertenece a Happen Bay, pero ellos están pendiente que van a poner todo su dinero, los fondos, para que ellos tienen una resolución en esta situación.
So we will continue to work with all in these very difficult times for the family and others, and there's really nothing else I can say or try to do, but we are continuing to work with everyone we can to be as helpful as possible as a city.
So él dice, como un ciudad quiere seguir trabajando con todos ustedes, se siente que no hay mucho que puede hacer, pero sí ofrece que él va a estar aquí para apoyar la familia y la comunidad.
And the only thing I could say, there's nothing really you can say in a situation like this other than my deepest sympathies, and also we're not going to forget this situation. We will work towards, hopefully, with a we find better services on the coast, as has been mentioned tonight, to ensure that these types of situations are met in a different way.
Que no hay palabras por lo que pasó, pero que él va a seguir a trabajar por esa situación y trabajar con los servicios que hay.
And that concludes this part of the agenda this evening.
Thank you. I just ask that hopefully you will be able to take into account in those processes, including the community members and their voices in the meetings that you all are having.
Yeah, all the experts with Peninsula Conflict Resolution will be documenting everything. And the Sheriff's Office, as I said, I talked to them, and I talked to a retired national district attorney individual who has a lot of experience in this. Once the investigation is concluded, they will be in front of the public of the Moon Ridge to explain their position to themselves.
We do urge you to have that town hall meeting, though. The community does deserve it.
Yes, thank you all for attending.